As promised, we're joined right now by somebody who agreed to a deal with the Sacramento Kings. NBA All-Rookie Second Teamer in 2017. An All-American and a two-time first-team All-Big Ten player at Indiana. He was undrafted in 2016, but as I mentioned, a member of the Sacramento Kings, Yogi Ferrell is my guest. Yogi, it's really nice to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let me first ask you, you agreed to that deal with Sacramento. What was it about the opportunity in Sacramento that appealed to you the most?
I think the main thing is that I like their youth, and I like the way they play, their style of play. It's faster. They get up and down. And I feel like that's the same game I've played my entire life. So I feel like I can go in there and kind of mold the identity of the Kings and just give them another spark that they need.
You know, and I know they see you the exact same way. They've said as much. You know, your basketball journey to me is amazing. If we go back a little bit, you were undrafted out of Indiana. You played in the D League. Then you got an opportunity with the Dallas Mavericks. You made the most of that. You had a 10-day contract in January of 2017, and then you were the Western Conference Rookie of the Month in February of that year. You played all 82 games this past season. So what's life been like for you since January of 2017?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Time has gone by fast, that's for sure. But, you know, I'm taking every moment of it. I'm very blessed to be able to have even been in the position to allow myself to excel in this league. But like you said, I was undrafted and, you know, played a couple games with Brooklyn, didn't work out. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was ready for my next opportunity. I knew it was going to come just because of how hard I worked. So I just wanted to be ready when I got that 10-day call up for the Mavs. And I just wanted to show and prove everybody wrong and make sure to tell everybody that I belong in this league.
Always better to stay ready than have to get ready, and we know that. Yogi Ferrell joining
yeah.
us. Now, listen, initially it looked like you were going to stay with the Mavericks. They extended a qualifying offer to you, but then rescinded it, and then it appeared like there might be an agreement on a two-year deal, but then you ultimately signed with Sacramento. What was that whole decision-making process like, and were there any hard feelings on either side?
There were no hard feelings on either side. Mark Cuban, he was the one that gave me my first opportunity in the league, I feel like. And Coach Carlisle's a great coach. When he first put me in, I'll never forget the first practice, he told me I was going to start. And the next day we were playing the Spurs. So everything was kind of coming pretty quickly. But, you know, I was very fortunate that they were able to put me in the position that they were in. And there were no hard feelings. And, you know, I decided that I needed to change in my career and – you know, kind of like my style of play, I feel like it fits better with the Kings and the Mavericks.
You know, Yogi, I wonder, because when you look at the fact that you're in this position to agree to a two-year deal, it's a testament to the work that you've done, the work that you mentioned. You go back to when you first came into the league, you've been grinding. When you go undrafted in 2016, it might have been easy to get down, maybe even go into the tank, but you didn't do that. What was your mindset and your attitude at that time?
My attitude at that time was the same. That night, I remember I wasn't drafted, and the very next day I was in the gym. You know, the only thing I've known is to get in the gym and work. You know, I always say work is undefeated, and I feel like God definitely blesses those who work harder than others. So, you know, one thing for me was that, you know, I just had to stay true to myself and bet on myself and just believe in my ability. And I've had a great support system with my families and, you know, different people that I've worked out with. And I just feel like it's just a testament to it.
You know, one of the things you just said, in fact, you said on this, I've heard you say this off air and I've heard you say it to me just now. You want to come in there and you want to help mold that team's identity. I mean, it's a veteran comment, but you're still just 25. Where does that approach to being a leader and molding a team's identity come from?
Well, I feel like the way I can kind of mold the identity is, you know, make everybody a little bit more grittier. You know, I feel like in practice, I'm going as hard as practice as it is in the game, just so the game is a lot easier. So in practice, I'm just going to go at dudes' heads, play tough defense, attack them on the offensive end, and just make sure that we have that fire under us every time we step on the court. And, you know, when we're all playing with that same fire on the court and we're together, you know, that's going to give us a better chance of being successful.
You know what? I wish you and I had more time together, but I want to ask you about this. Last month, you took more than 100 kids in foster care to see Uncle Drew. It's part of an ongoing commitment that you've had to children in foster care, and it's motivated in part because of your mother's experience growing up in foster care. What has she told you about her experiences?
You know, she's told me she kind of had a rough childhood growing up, her and her siblings, just going in and out of houses. And I was able to see that my mother still has that same motivation and that fire to this day to do what she does. And she just doesn't let past experiences determine, you know, what happens for her future. And she's had a lot of great people come in and help her out. So, you know, I feel like I want to do the same. And I was inspired by my mom and the successful woman that she's became. So I'm just trying to empower these kids, give them the same support system that, you know, she got and even she gave to me during my career. I just want to give these kids the same support system so they can be as successful as possible.
And she is a doctor. Lydia, your mother is a doctor right now, and she continues to give back. You know, Yogi, you and I have not spoken before, but I used to talk to Tom Crean about you. You had a camp recently, and a number of IU guys showed up to help, even guys that you didn't play with. What's that tell you about the IU basketball family?
Man, that just shows that no matter what generation, when you play for Indiana, they're going to be there for you. And I thought that was really cool. And I'm thankful for that they were to come down because the energy was kind of dying down. And the kids were asking me, you know, where are the IU players? So when they showed up, it was great. The energy picked back up. They were playing knockout, playing two-on-two with them, interacting with the kids. So, you know, that was really great that they were able to come down just for a couple hours and interact with the kids.
He agreed to a deal with the Sacramento Kings. He was an NBA All-Rookie second teamer in 2017. Yogi Ferrell, my guest. Yogi, listen, really good to have you on the show. Hopefully, once you get settled and the year gets underway, we can do it again. I'd love to have you back on.
Of course. Yeah. I'll come back out to L.A.
I'll take you here in L.A. We'd love to have you in studio. That'd be awesome, Yogi. Listen, man, have a great day. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Love that. Definitely come to L.A. I love his attitude. Love a guy like that. Undrafted and signed a two-year deal with the Sacramento Kings and said, I just want to make us grittier, coming for your head every day in practice like it's a game. I want us to be tougher. I want to have an identity. I want us to have an identity. That's a good dude. I like that conversation.